Good morning, a Friday morning with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, David. Always great of you to be here and to survive a week with us. I mean, getting up this early in the morning for you is very tough, and we all admire you for your ability to do it.
It's too much for you to say that. Besides, you get up with me each morning, and that's enjoyable, and we get to have these conversations. And let's start with the GOP debate last night. Your thoughts?
Well, it was amazing. Just amazing. Look, there is an air of desperation now among Republicans who just don't want this guy, Trump. We're not exactly sure what's up. It may be the fact that, you know, he's ideologically impure. They tried to lay on him and the fact that he had given Hillary money and everything else. And basically, he said, look, in order to do what I've done, in order to achieve what I've done, you have to be a negotiator. You have to have people get along with each other. You know, sometimes you have to back off. Sometimes you have to go forward. A very appealing argument for a lot of people. But he did things that made me a little crazy. I mean, you know, here he is up there, and he kept referring to Marco Rubio as little Marco. And there were back and forths that were quite remarkable. It's interesting, David, because there does seem to be an expectation in the air that somebody's going to lead the troops out for either Republican ideological reasons and say we're going to have a third-party candidate, which is not going to be easy to do, or that Trump will leave because he said, you know, in the course of all of this the last couple of days, he said, if I go, the voters, meaning the voters who voted for him already, will all go with me. So it does look like there is a possibility here of the party really falling apart, which, of course, would hand the whole thing to Hillary, I would think. The election looks like a very problematic issue. The pundits have been all wrong. There are those who are now calling him facetiously and not President Trump. It's scary to many people. And it is something, though, that is becoming a potential reality.
And earlier in the day, we were witness to Mitt Romney aiming at Donald Trump, Alan. The Times this morning calls it a rambling indictment and says as he aims at Donald Trump, he actually hit the GOP.
Well, you know, Trump's answer was what I expected him to say. When confronted by Chris Wallace with that question, he said, this is a failed candidate who should have won. He wants back in the limelight, you know. Those are the things you could have expected he was going to say. And certainly, if you're Mitt Romney, you have achieved what you wanted. If, in fact, Trump is right, you certainly have gotten your name smeared all over the news and you become important. You remember, Romney thought he would be a potential presidential candidate. There was a lot of soul searching. He said, maybe I will, maybe I won't. Then he said his family wouldn't let him. And, you know, there's got to be some remorse here because the reason we think Romney was getting out was we thought he would have been eclipsed by Jeb Bush. And that turned out not to happen. So as I say, there may be some real remorse on Romney's part. On the other hand, I'm looking at the kinds of things he said about Trump, which were quite dramatic, phony, this, that, and huckster. I don't see anything that's particularly wrong.
Patty Judge, a former Iowa lieutenant governor, will challenge Senator Charles Grassley of Iowa, who has refused to consider an Obama nominee to replace Antonin Scalia on the Supreme Court.
Well, you gotta love it. Now, remember, Grassley has been a fixture on the Republican side, and as the head of the Judiciary Committee, he's the one who has committed to not holding any hearings about a potential Obama Supreme Court nominee. Nevertheless, there seems to be honor among thieves in politics, and the thought that the Democrats would throw somebody up against a popular United States senator who will be running, of course, it's unfortunate for him this time. That's the way history is. You're there at the wrong time, and you're it. And Judge is an extraordinarily popular person, and it may well be that she defeats him, which will send a shockwave. Even the potential of that happening will send a shockwave through the Republican ranks who have been arm to arm, shoulder to shoulder, in not giving way on Obama's Supreme Court choices.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Alan, have a great weekend, listeners as well, and we'll see you all back here Monday morning.
Indeed, we will. Thank you, David.
Thank you.